Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Doctor recruitment in Northumberland County got a lot more political recently. County Council voted in June to spend nearly $250,000 each of the next 2 years to take over doctor recruitment. Earlier this month, it put out a call looking for business people to join a recruitment advisory committee. Currently, 8,000 people are without primary care, and the number could hit over 20,000 by next year as people move here and doctors retire. It is a crisis, say the experts. This flies in the face of efforts by the Ontario Health Team Northumberland. It is responsible for coordinating health services in the region. It advocated for a single doctor recruitment committee for the county under its umbrella. Politicians accused the health team of creating more studies and not enough action. In 2024, a study done by Toronto Metropolitan University called for a single body, saying the current system of three was ineffective and inefficient. The three bodies doing doctor recruitment are West Northumberland, Campbellford Memorial Hospital, and Brighton. It is unclear under the county system if there will be a single body or three. This means some taxpayers may be paying twice for doctor recruitment. Have a listen and you decide who should be doing doctor recruitment. I am joined today by two members of the Ontario Health Team Northumberland, Dr. Fraser Cameron, the Primary Care Network Physician Lead, and Andrea Groff, the Executive Lead. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for having me.
There are over 8,000 people without primary care providers in Northumberland, and I'm sure that number is growing each day. As I know, another local doctor is looking at retiring. It is expected to hit 20,000 people by next year. Andrea, can you paint us a picture of the current situation when it comes to the need in Northumberland?
Thank you. Yes, I would say it's hard to know the exact number because sometimes people are attached outside of Northumberland County. So they might be attached to a provider, but it might be in the GTA where they originally came from. And so while they might have a provider, it might not be local, which still isn't ideal for people. We think the number might be something like 8,000-10,000 people in Northumberland that don't have any access to a primary care provider. We know that it's something more like 35,000 across Northumberland that either don't have a local primary care provider or don't have a provider at all. That is a big chunk of our population that we need to be able to provide access and attachment to primary care. And that's a really important work that we're working on right now with our OHT. And you know how incredibly important it is for our provincial government. And really wonderful that new legislation just passed, the Primary Care Act, that focuses on ensuring that everyone has access to primary care. So as part of an Ontario Health Team, we're a part of making sure that we can meet that legislation. And it's a really exciting time in healthcare that primary care is getting that level of focus.
Can you, for people who may not know that legislation, can you give us a brief synopsis of what it means and how it is going to impact us?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a law, so it passed royal assent in June that says every person in Ontario has access to a primary care clinician or team, and that care is coordinated, that care is accessible, that it's inclusive and free from discrimination. And also, I love this piece too, that there's a digitally integrated system that patients can access their own health information and that healthcare information is integrated across the whole system. It's really important legislation.
I appreciate that you say it's important, but help us understand why it's significant to just in an average person's view.
Our provincial government is recognizing the importance of primary care and access and attachment to primary care. I think Dr. Cameron can highlight more about the importance of primary care. I know I can speak to it from an administrator's point of view, but it's important that every person who wants access to primary care has that access. It's prevention. It is somebody with that longitudinal view of somebody's health.
I also get the sense, though, that because it's legislation and it's got the royal assent, that this enshrines those rights. And I wonder if that's significant as well. Dr. Cameron, how do you feel about that?
I think I can comment on how important primary care is in that it's, I am happy that it is now being seen as a front and center issue, that that someone needs a primary care practitioner for the betterment of their health, and that we are a foundation of the system, not a an entry level position. We're the first door, the front door to the system, and if we aren't there, they have to take other doors, and those doors don't know them as well, don't have a longitudinal relationship with them, and can't get them access to care as quickly and appropriately as we can.
I'd like to come back to you, Dr. Cameron. One of the solutions to this situation is recruitment. And a study was done by Toronto Metropolitan University, and it produced a report saying that there needs to be a countywide approach, plus a number of other recommendations, and that was released in 2024. Since then, the health team has been out speaking with various politicians and stakeholders. What was the reaction when you were out on the road?
So I originally, we went to the county to put forward a request that they help assist us in the OHT in creating a report, with the TMU report kind of pushing that forward. When we went to the county, they initially seemed receptive of that, though there was some statements that this is not a time for planning, it's a time of action. That led to them ultimately not supporting the OHT's process with financially, though they did say that at least it was a step in a direction, but they were leaning more towards more action-oriented goals. Then the OHT went and did that basically summary and review with their stakeholders over the last 6 or 7 months, and they came forward with the idea that we should implement that countywide approach that the TMU report advocated for. And that's when we started to try and communicate with our partner municipalities to try and get their support for it, because that's where the financial support for that program was going to come from. There was an incident at the end of May where the mayor of Port Hope put forward a resolution to basically move forward with what that report stated, but taking over management of that countywide process. That was not communicated to the OHT or the physicians ahead of time. It would have been nice if that was the case, because we need to sing from the same songbook. We need to work together. We need the municipality support for this. And I think that they should want the OHT and physician support with it as well. And I think we can work better collaboratively than separately. So it would have been nice to have been involved in that process. And we are now starting to be involved in that process. And that gives me a little bit of hope going forward that there is a direction coming forward.
If I was a citizen sitting at home listening to this, why is this significant to me?
I think the bottom line is that we need to recruit physicians, primary care physicians, into Northumberland County. In particular, in central Northumberland, in the west side of Northumberland. We are prior to the county taking over recruitment, the West Northumberland Physician Recruitment and Retention Committee was responsible for recruiting West Northumberland up to Cramie. And they just, you know, we had three different recruitment bodies across the county, and they just haven't been able to keep up with that demand for backfilling positions. I mean, we're not talking about building new practices. We're talking about the fundamental basics of replacing doctors that are leaving practice because of retirement or relocating. And the numbers are increasing month over month and year over year, to where we're at the point of, you know, it's somewhere between 10 and 20 vacancies that we have across the county. And the OHT acknowledged, back in probably early 2024, that this health and human resources challenge needs a better plan. And so brought in the Toronto Metropolitan University to do a study, to work with partners and interest holders across the county to figure out what does doing better look like? Who do we need to have around the table? And that was a process that concluded with maybe the OHT is the best party to take that on. And then the county stepped in and said, hey, we want to take this on. And the bottom line is that we just need more doctors. We need to have a better practice than was in place previously. And we need to get moving on it like yesterday.
Dr. Cameron, from a doctor's perspective, what is the advantage of dealing with, say, a single recruitment initiative for the entire county versus having three in place? Can you help us understand that?
I think that it would streamline the process, that instead of having three recruiters, there is just one full-time dedicated recruiter. In our area, the recruitment position had been part-time, roughly a 2 to 3 day per week equivalent. And that position has not been filled for at least 9 months at this point. So the physician community was not seeing, they were looking around and watching our colleagues' practices close without replacement. That's something that had never happened really since I had been in this community. I came in 2015, up until around 2022. And then I saw three of my colleagues in nearby Coburg have to go through a pretty gut-wrenching decision to close their practice without someone there to take over. And that really agonized them. They stood on longer than they wanted to because of that. And ultimately, it still had to close their doors. And we're looking at more of that coming. And so if we have a one recruiter for the whole county, that position ideally would always be filled. They'll always be working. Whereas for the last 9 months, the physicians in the west part of the county, so that would include the five municipalities as part of the West Northumberland Recruitment Committee, they're looking up and not seeing anyone to help them. And that has been quite frustrating for not just those physicians themselves, but myself as their colleague. The people we bring in are our support, and they become our family over time. And we need more family to help the whole team move forward.
I want you both to answer this. I'll start with you, Andrea. Is the word crisis hyperbole, or is it an accurate description?
It's an accurate description. It's definitely an accurate description. And we need to move on physician recruitment. We need to step up our game so that we can replace some of these positions that are left vacant and attach people to primary care, ideally primary care teams.
Dr. Cameron?
Yes, it's a crisis. When the OHT initially made the move to start this countywide approach, that was a little bit of a glimmer of light. And they had posted the position, interviews were going to be scheduled. And then when the county made their decision, that process stopped. And we still don't have a recruiter, and it's been more than 2 months. Back when we went on our roadshow last year to communicate to the county about this overarching plan, I was put on the spot and asked by one of the representatives, isn't a day late in a cancer diagnosis a critical thing? And of course, I had to say yes. And that question suggests that they wanted action. They wanted to move forward. Well, their actions right now have caused us to slow down the process. And we need to start moving that process as fast as we can.
In June, Northumberland County Council approved $223,000 for each of 2 years for a pilot program for a physician engagement specialist role, plus a one-time contribution of $40,000 for marketing promotion and a contingency fund. Andrea, how is this going to jumpstart physician recruitment locally?
I would say that sits with the county staff to figure out. From an OHT perspective, we are here to support success of that recruiter, of that position in any way possible, and offer communication with our primary care network, which is our group of primary care providers, clinicians, and leaders throughout the county. But that responsibility really sits now with the county.
So that doesn't seem very obvious when you listen to how they're talking about it. It sounds to me like you're saying that that's a completely separate entity. And yet I thought Ontario Health Team Northumberland was responsible for doctor recruitment.
We are responsible for our primary care network and had offered to take on physician recruitment and started the process to hire a recruiter. And then the county stepped in and said, hey, we'd like to do physician recruitment. We're not going to support the OHT doing it. We want to take it on. And then took over that process. The county took over that process, to which we said, we'll support your success in any way possible. And we're here to help you be successful. It's not a battle that we could win. And when the county says we're going to take it on, they might be better. When they're talking about numbers like 200,000, they sound more well-resourced than our little OHT is. They sound like, in that sense, better positioned to take on physician recruitment. If they have the will to do that, we can support that. But really, the ownership now sits with them.
Dr. Cameron, when you see this unfolding, how do you respond to the fact that the county is now separated from the Ontario Health Team? And what are the potential repercussions from your perspective?
To second what Andrea said, no one wants competing recruitment drives. So when they made their decision to create their own position, we immediately decided, that the OHT did, that they didn't want to compete with them. And I think that ultimately was a wise choice, because we need their support. We need their financial resources. We were going to need them. And so in this way, we are left with the only option of trying to support them, but also advocating to them that a major part of the recruiting process is physicians. No physician comes to the community without feeling comfortable about the physician group that they're going to be working with. And so we want to advocate for physician representation with the county. And it does appear that that is, you know, something that the county is looking at as well. And we'd like to have a strong voice at that table as part of our primary care network, that we want primary care voices at the table advocating for our needs in this process.
Robert, if I might add a point to this as well, please. That we have a member of the county who sits on our Ontario Health Team of Northumberland Collaboration Council. So Jennifer Moore, who's our CAO at the county, sits on our Collaboration Council, has an important role within our OHT, also co-chairs our Mental Health Addictions Working Group. And the county has sent us a letter and asked us to propose 4 representatives from our Ontario Health Team to sit on the advisory panel for their recruitment process, which is a very important thing to note. And we very much appreciate that the county is reaching out and is including OHTN in that advisory council. They're asking for 2 members from our collaboration council. So probably representatives from primary care, like really key interest holders in physician recruitment, and 2 primary care providers from our primary care network. So if they can accept the ones we offer up. And we have four OHT participants on that advisory council. It would be a really important part of that partnership between the county and the OHT for physician recruitment.
These events seem to be counterintuitive, and somebody might be listening to this and saying to themselves, but isn't the Ontario Health Team Northumberland's mandate to coordinate care across the entire county, to be breaking down silos and to get everybody to be working together? Plus, you guys are the experts. I mean, here's Dr. Cameron right now, and I'm sure you talk to all the physicians and all the nurse practitioners and everybody who's providing health care. What happened that would cause this to, well, this disjointed approach where, you know, the county, yeah, they're good at picking up garbage and fixing our roads and all that good stuff, but to be doing this kind of work, can you respond to that?
I'm happy to start. It wasn't our choice. That's the main thing. And if we could have had an open dialogue and worked toward a proposal together, I'm sure we would have. We weren't informed of their decision to go forward with what they ultimately did at the end of May. And they had opportunities to inform us of that, and they chose not to. And so when County Council convened at the end of May, that's when we found out. And so we've been left trying to make this a workable solution for us, because ultimately they have the resources that we need access to and to hire a recruiter and start fixing this problem. And I'm used to that in medicine, that we have to make do with what we have, and that's what we're going to do. But would it have been easier if this was communicated to us? Absolutely, it would have.
Andrea, you'd like to add?
I don't think it's a bad thing that we're having a lot of discussions about access to primary care. I think it's important that those conversations are happening, that our county councillors are talking about it, that it's becoming, you know, in the foreground of our discussions about healthcare. I think that's really important. And I agree with what Dr. Cameron said. And the goal is that we just get a better recruitment process in place, and we're able to bring some physicians in, primary care physicians, into Northumberland County. And in any way that we can support, if the county's taking that on, if we can support that success, we're there to support that success, because we need to urgently get doctors recruited into Northumberland County.
Your approach when first coming to the county about this was to have a single team that would have gone and recruited for the entire county. And I wonder to what extent we see that there are three existing bodies that recruit. There's the Bay of Quinte down in Brighton. There's the Campbellford Memorial Hospital. They recruit on their own. And then you have this group of West Northumberland, which is Hamilton, Alnwick, Haldimand, Cramie, Cobourg, and Port Hope. How much of this was the fear of losing control, and that it may not be equitable, or that their municipality would not be properly represented under such an umbrella? What was your sense of it? I mean, you were out talking to these people. Dr. Cameron, I'll start with you.
Given that the movement came from one of the larger municipalities in the western part of the county to not have it go to the OHT, I don't know if it was related to their nerves with losing representation.
Who are you talking about now?
It wasn't. The movement to the motion was put forward by the mayor of Port Hope. It wasn't put forward by Trent Hills. It wasn't put forward by Brighton. And so it was their motion, and it was not supported by the township of Hamilton Township, who have been a really supportive member in this situation for us, and have continued to advocate for our involvement in the process. So I don't know if that's an answer to your question, but it didn't seem to be the major reason why this was going forward was because of those other outlying municipalities. It was closer to the western part of the county.
Andrea, as I mentioned before, Northumberland County is spending more than $250,000 to support their initiative. And then another $250,000 is being spent by individual municipalities contributing to the recruitment in each of the three areas. That seems like a lot of money. Can you see this being justified to local taxpayers?
That's a tough one. I mean, it is important that having one recruiter across the county means that you have more efficiencies, you don't have redundancy. So if there are multiple recruiters, they're all part of associations and paying association dues. They're doing parallel work that could be merged and more efficient with just one person. I think that if you want to get a good recruiter who can really hustle and bring some talent into our county, you probably need to pay pretty well for that position. And it's not, getting a really good recruiter is not inexpensive. And we need doctors coming into this county.
I guess at the heart of that question, Dr. Cameron, is it a good use of taxpayer dollars from your perspective?
I think that they're currently spending a fairly significant chunk of money, but they're getting 2/5 of a recruiter for it. And then another area is getting 2/5 of a recruiter. And then I believe Trent Hills's recruiter is a bit more varied. So they're, I think, full time. But if even just the parts that have 2/5 coverage, if they pull that money, they can get full time. Well, that's an improvement. And if we add in the recruiter from the north part of the county in Trent Hills, then that's a significant chunk of change that we can put forward to one position. It might represent savings in the long term. It won't right away because there's going to be a little bit of duplication, but it could be effective. And right now there are other areas that are just throwing money at incentives. And I don't think that's the correct route to getting and keeping doctors, because it might get someone in the door if you throw $100,000 at them, but does it keep them there? From my standpoint, it doesn't. In our area, we're losing physicians to retirement. We're not losing physicians to leaving the area. Once we get them here, they like living here and working here, and they stay. And that is something I've seen through my whole career. I've only seen one physician leave to go work somewhere else, and that was due to a family situation. When we get them here, we retain them. We just need to get more of them here.
I'd like to shift gears for just a moment, because I know this is a big part of what you've been working on for quite some time, but I think there's some other things that have been going on that are significant. So if I may, just for a moment, Andrea, when it comes to helping people find a new primary care provider locally, you've created a resource for this online. Can you briefly tell us about this service and how it's significant?
If somebody is unattached to primary care or looking for access to primary care locally, we encourage people to go through Health 811. They can call or look it up online, and they can find that link through our Ontario Health Team of Northumberland website. And they'll go on the Healthcare Connect waitlist, where they will make sure that you are, when there's a spot available within the county, they will help to work with our OHT to place you in that spot. So we really want to encourage people to sign up to the Healthcare Connect waitlist through Health 811.
I can't tell you how many times I go online and find people looking for help to find a doctor or asking where they can get help. How effective is your outreach effort to inform people of this resource?
I mean, we have also a navigation hotline that you can find on our OHTN website, where if you're having trouble figuring out what's that number or how do I connect with these people, please call that navigation hotline and we'll help you. And we're available answering that phone from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Give us a call and we'll walk you through that process.
I'd like you both to answer this question, and I'll start with you, Dr. Cameron. Since its inception, the Ontario Health Team has said many times that Northumberland works in silos. And one of the things that was heralded when all of this was formed was that they were going to break down those silos. But the story you've told me today Sounds like another silo has been created. If you were going to give yourself a grade on the efforts of the health team to make change, what would it be?
I would say at the present that it's incomplete, that this is a process that is going to take years to try and have everyone working together from one song sheet. And there is signs of progress. The fact that we are, we exist is signs of that progress. And the next step is trying to gain our, get influence at those levels that we need to. And we are open to continue working with the county at present. And we have a good working relationship with the county, and that's continuing. And I think that this, though it looks like it's creation of a silo, it was just a curveball that we need to adapt to. And we are working towards doing that. And that's what I would say. Right now, incomplete. But my hope is that we can make this process work for the county and work for the citizens of the area and work for the health team.
Andrea, how about you?
I would say the reason there are 58 Ontario Health Teams across Ontario is that integrating the healthcare system with a patient and caregiver at the center of those discussions is complicated and important and is a work in progress that we are continuing to do and will continue to do. It's ongoing. Even when you think about how the funding is set up in healthcare, it's set up very piecemeal. And that in itself creates silos. There are so many structures that contribute to these silos. And the OHT's goal is to help make sure that system is connected and integrated and flows well so that our patients and providers have a great experience in the healthcare system.
So how is all this going to move forward in terms of recruitment? Andrea, what's next?
My understanding is the county is in the process of hiring a recruiter. And we're putting forth four names to sit on that advisory panel for that new role. And hopefully they're able to get somebody who's really excellent in place very soon. And we're there to support that success. And hopefully the county is able to start getting some primary care physicians put in place as soon as possible.
One final question, Dr. Cameron. How dangerous is it that politicians are putting their oar into the healthcare stream locally?
I think as long as we can work together and there is open dialogue between us, I don't see a danger in that. I see a danger if we are blocked away from the discussions and we aren't part of the discussion. That's where I see danger. But I'm not someone who is going to turn away and stop communicating. I know Andrea is not. And so we're going to keep trying to be part of the solution, keep offering our support, and keep moving forward. And that's all we can do.
So I guess listeners should keep an eye out for that. Dr. Fraser Cameron, Andrea Groff, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
That was two members of the Ontario Health Team Northumberland, Dr. Fraser Cameron, the Primary Care Network Physician Lead, and Andrea Groff, the Executive Lead. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.